snitches get stitches. It's a common phrase, snitches get stitches and end up in ditches. It's currently used in schoolyards, though it originally came from urban communities regarding illegal activities. They would say it to someone they considered a potential police informant as a form of intimidation for their own self-serving reasons. Since then, it has been used in jails, gangs, schoolyards, comedy clubs, and anywhere else that culture has an effect. I first heard the phrase when I was a young boy, and I took it to mean that if I tattletaled, the person who said it to me would fight me, like just in general. But the concept didn't fully become clear to me until later on. The type of honor culture surrounding the phrase is as old as humanity itself. It's tribal in nature, being used as an almost test of trust. If one kid threatens another with a saying, and the kid says nothing, or even lies, it boosts their reputation to that other kid. It's difficult to place this saying solely on the bad category in its criminal origins alone, because it does do something good in principle with children. It teaches them how to make friends. If the crime is harmless, and no authority figure discovers what's happened, the bond between the two becomes formed. It really boils down to particular situations and the consequences, short or long term, that may come. Decisions are like living in a burning house, where you die 1,000 small deaths before the fire kills you. So make the small deaths worth it. And as always, thanks for listening.